real friends better than your friends, yeah. That's how we keep popping out that binge, yeah.
Friends, 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct, and you are officially tapped in. At UWM, students don't have to wait until college to start building their future. War Ready lets students in K through 12th grade join in hands-on programs across campus, from science and tech to art, sports, and more. Students try new things, meet new people, and build skills that matter. Get started today at uwm.edu/WarReady. Truth Nation, thank y'all so much for joining us this evening. We are talking about friendships, right? We are talking about friends. Season, reason, lifetime. Doesn't matter how long you go without speaking to someone. Doesn't matter how long you go without seeing someone. Quality over quantity always. Quality over quantity always. Before we head into the next part of this, I want to take a time out just to give flowers. And I want you guys to tap in with me, 833-212-1017. A lot of times we shout out our children, our family, and stuff like that. But we never, ever take time to let our friends know how much we appreciate them. And I want you to help me. Call in. Who inspired you? Who was your mentor, your coach, your neighbor, your coworker? Who are friends that you have around you right now that you couldn't imagine your life without, right? Give them a shout out, 833-212-1017. Who are the people that help you become the person you are today? I've talked earlier about my best friends, Shanika, Sharika, Steve, Trayton, and Greg. I want to elaborate on my friendship with Greg. Greg was the first best friend I ever had. We met in fourth grade at Hartford Elementary School. Actually, what happened, I was on a playground, roughhousing with the boys, running on the track, and this boy named Charles. Yep, Charles off the east side. This boy named Charles pushed me down. He pushed me down so hard and scraped my knee until it started bleeding, and we start fighting, right? And Greg came and took up for me. And he's been taking up for me ever since. He really think he my daddy. He be trying to tell me what to do. But there was a moment in time. We had always called each other friends and best friends. But there was a moment in time where our friendship was tested. And this was our senior year in high school at Juno. Greg was actually dating someone who became upset and ended up getting him shot. He was walking home from school, from the bus stop, our senior year. His car was broke, so he had to catch the bus. Some guys put up on him, shot him in his neck. And he was in a coma for 3 months. He could not wake up. He could not talk. He couldn't speak. He couldn't walk. He couldn't do anything for 3 months straight. They was afraid that he'll never be able to talk again. He laid there with tubes in his body. It was a very, very difficult moment. And every day I went to the hospital to see him, every single day. Once he, I went through his mood swings with him when he was upset, because his voice, he had to go to therapy. He had to learn how to talk again. And then his voice didn't sound the same. But I went to the hospital every single day to see him. And when he started to eat again, he loved chili cheese fries from Checkers. I would go and grab some chili cheese fries. I would spend a night by his house, braid his mom hair and do his sister hair and help out with his nieces and just be there and show up for him. And this was every single day. They would tell you every single day I was at the hospital and I showed up for him. Even when he was mean, little big head self, when he had an attitude, all of that, I showed up for him. And he's always showed up for me in every single way. But it was that moment when I realized that I didn't know what I would do without my best friend. Like, this is someone I confide in. This is someone who never judges me. This is someone who got my back since the fourth grade. This is someone who's going to stand up for me at any given time, and I never have to question his loyalty. And we had to, you know, go through certain things in life, but certain situations put you in a position to where you have to make a decision on whether this relationship is lucrative for you or not, and what it really means to be, you know, someone's best friend or a good friend. And to this day, We're still best friends. That's still my best friend to this day, right? One call away. Doesn't matter how long we go without seeing each other, how long we go without talking to each other. That man will always be my best friend. I know what it looks like at his worst. He knows what it looked like when I'm at my worst. And I appreciate him. And he's made a huge impact on my life. And he's someone that I respect dearly and I love dearly. And I want to give him his flowers. I want to give him his flowers today, man. We've been through a lot as children. We've been through a lot in life. But if nobody never switched up on me, that man never switched up on me. So shout out to my best friend, Greg Rogers, man. Shout out, Greg. Big head self, little ugly self. No, just let. We got a caller on the line. Al, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. First thing I want to say, we don't do no seasonal friends. The only thing we do seasonal is men and women that we sleep with. I'm also will say, too, the friends that you have had and the friends who fall out for no reason when you ain't did nothing, those are the friends you let rot like a dead road on a Mississippi dirt road down in the Delta. Your friends who have always been day one with you, ride and die, those are the friends that you keep close to your heart. Now, the friends who catch little attitudes, those friends is probably on something personal. And for those friends that's on something personal, you have to let them rot. Because friendship is not seasonal. Friendship is going to be reoccurring, and they're going to have you from sun up to sun down. But if your friends is popping attitudes, it's either they want to be you, or they're jealous of you, or it's something you're doing that's within your unique, kind, welcoming spirit. Because some of those friends are rot gut.
Yes, indeed.
Like tennis shoes with holes in it. So sometimes for those friends, you got to let them rot like urine in a toilet that's been in an abandoned house for 6 months. And you can smell it when you pull in front of it. And them friends know who they are because there's a lot of them have cut friends who have always been nice and kind to them. And for those friends, let them rot like an STD that was caught in a condom. Save the world a whole lot of trouble. Have a great day, everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling in, Al. You all right? We don't do seasonal friends around here, okay? We don't do seasonal friends. It's lifetime. Well, I can't say that we don't because everyone has a purpose. Some people who are seasonal friends may come in your life for that season to teach you a lesson, to help you just in that moment. It's almost like an angel, right? They're just there to help you get to the next level. And that's okay. You just have to make sure that these friends are the friends who are around for the right reasons, right? Now, I want to tap into something else because this often comes up. It was a conversation I had last week with my bonus mom where we were talking about this as well. Friends who disappear when they are dating or when they are in a relationship. How many of y'all have friends?
Brother, this guy stinks!
How many of y'all have friends who disappear when they get their new boo? Now, there's a difference, though. There's friends who disappear because they're in a relationship. They have responsibilities. They have duties, right? They have things to actually take care of. And then you have friends who disappear because that's just what they do. When they get in a relationship, all they want to be around, the only person they want to talk to is the person they are with. Which friend are you? Are you the friend that disappears when you get in a relationship because it's something new and you have life is life and you have a responsibility? Or are you the type that disappears just because you switch up whenever someone new is in your life, right? There are so many people who do that. Me, personally, I've never been that person. I've never been the person to disappear whenever I got into a relationship or when I was married. I never disappeared. There's moments when I may have to take time for myself because I'm overwhelmed and I have a lot of things that I have to do. And we know that being in a relationship is a lot. We know that being in a relationship comes with responsibilities, let alone married, right? And marriage is a whole different subject because that's even more work that you have to do. But I never, ever disappeared from my friends. I never disappeared because my friends are my friends. They're going to be my friends when that relationship is there and when our relationship is not there. We got to go to break. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler.
What you doing? Where you been? Where you going? You with your friends? I don't like them. I'm just saying, they ain't right, and I can see it. Now one of them got a man. Now one of them got a plan. Now one of them with you. Now one of them driving Benz.
101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct, and you are officially tapped in. Hey, Truth Nation, I want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. Which friend are you? Are you the friend who disappeared when you're dating, when you get married, when you're in a relationship? Or are you the friend that sticks around, right? We know a lot of people, when they get they new boo, they get to acting new, brand new. They don't want to be around nobody. They don't want to talk. And granted, in the beginning, that makes perfect sense. Z not feeling it. Z is not feeling it. Listen, in the beginning of the relationship, we understand that you want to spend time with your loved one. You want to spend time around them and under them. I get it. But after so long, you have to go back to your regular everyday schedule. And that includes talking to your friends, hanging out with your friends, being around your friends, not cooped up under your man or your woman all the time. And oftentimes we experience situations where our friends, when they get in relationships, they just act as if we never existed. They just act as if, hey, I'm
Let
here.
Him cook.
Right. Like, hey, you forget about me. I'm still your friend. I'm here. I'm here to support you because guess what? As soon as that man or woman make you feel away, as soon as they do something you don't like, who you going to be calling? Your friends. You're going to be calling your friends. So why disappear in the first place? Why disappear? Which friend are you? Are you the friend that disappear or are you the friend that stay around when you're in a relationship? 833-212-1017. You know, you have to find a balance when it comes to your relationships. You have to be able to have some type of balance to where you're catering to both parties. You're giving enough attention to your spouse or whoever you're dating or in a relationship with, and you're giving enough attention to your friends as well, because you're going to need both. And I think we touched on this last week or a couple of weeks ago, that sometimes about it being difficult sometimes because sometimes your significant other may not like your friends, right? Or your friends may not like your significant other. And then that's a situation to where you have to determine how often you talk to them or how often you don't talk to them. I have a friend like that. That's my friend no matter what. But I talk to her maybe once a year, maybe once every 2 years, because her man don't like me. He don't like me because she used to date my brother. That ain't my fault. That don't got nothing to do with me. Them people handled their business way before I even came in the picture as her friend. But because of that reason, we don't talk often, right? We don't get a chance to hang out as much. We don't get a chance to kick it as much as I would like to for that reason. But again, you have to find a balance. Especially when you have friends who have been there through thick and thin, it's very difficult for me to disappear whenever I'm dating someone, because I know that I lean on my friends. I lean on my friends all the time. And that doesn't mean you have to put your friendship before your relationship. It just means that you need to find some type of balance. Shout out to the chat. Maddie says, happy Monday. There goes. What's up, Maddie? Some people can't do it both. You are absolutely right. Some people cannot do both. Some people have a hard time balancing their friendships and relationships. And earlier we were talking about balancing the friendships and the relationships. But I also mentioned a situation where one of my friends, her man, feels away because she used to date my brother. I don't know why he feels away towards me. But that brings me to my next question. Is your friends allowed to date your siblings? Do you believe in your friends dating your siblings, right? I have brothers, a lot of brothers, okay? A brother over here, a brother over here, a brother over there, a brother over there. And they've dated, let me see, one of my friends. No, two. Two of my brothers have dated two of my friends, but here's the difference, though. The thing is, they didn't meet them through me, and these are people that I grew up with and I was friends with before they even started dating them. So I didn't play a part in connecting them or hooking them up. That happened on its own, right? But me personally, I'm not big on hooking my friends up with my brothers, with my siblings. Or if I have guy friends, I don't hook them up with my sisters. I don't like connecting my friends with my siblings because if he do something, you're not going to be mad at me and want to end a friendship, okay? Girl, why you hooking up with your brother? You know he wasn't no good. You know he got all these girls. You know this. I didn't know nothing, okay? I ain't seen nothing. I ain't heard nothing. I ain't around nothing. I'm not a part of nothing. You understand? So that is an absolute no for me. My friends cannot date my siblings. Now, if it's a situation to where it's like, you know that they're good for each other, you know that it's a situation that can potentially work, then I say go for it, right? Like, hey, one of my brothers will have to come to me and say, sis, that's going to be my wife one day. For me to take them serious, for real, for me to take them, the whole situation serious, my brother will have to come to me, one of my brothers will have to come to me and say, hey, that's going to be my wife one day. And then I'll give it a thought, like, you know what, maybe I should hook them up. But for me, I'm not hooking my friends up with my siblings. I'm not doing it. Not no, not now, not never. It's nothing that I feel like should be done. Madi said, ain't no good woman letting you hang out with anyone other than her and y'all live in family. In the beginning of the relationship, you have to build a bond first before they will allow for you to hang out with your friends and never let your friends date relatives. Never, ever. I'm telling you. So to your point, Madi, I agree. When you say ain't no good woman letting you hang out with anyone other than her. Y'all even, I agree to a certain extent, right? I used to be that type. I used to, and again, it stems back from the people, you know, around me. My sister and her husband has been together since they were 16 and they're 54, literally. No other relationships, no funny business. They're married now. They have been together since they were 16 years old. And they are best friends. They do everything together. Go to the store together. Go to the gas station together every day, 24/7, and they have no children. They are best friends. It is beautiful. It is rare, but it is beautiful. That is something that I absolutely want. However, I do understand that in some relationships, you need space. So I'm okay with my guy going to hang out with his people's. I'm okay with whether it's his friends or his family, right? I'm okay with that. As long as he's okay with me hanging out with my friends or my family, I think it's good. I think it's a balance. A balance has to be had. And as far as in the beginning of the relationship, you have to build a bond first. You absolutely do. But you're also showing them what they can expect. You're showing them what to expect, right? Hey, listen, these are my friends. I've known them for this amount of time. Now, granted, I'm not at this age. I like mean guys. I like guys who like they not really trying to sit around, you know what I'm saying, like that around me and my friends like that. I want a man that's like, nah, you go do you and I'm going to go over here with my peoples. And that's not to say that it doesn't work for everybody, because there are some people, man, it works and that's cool. But for me, I don't want it, primarily because when I'm with my homegirls, I want to be able to have conversations, not necessarily about my man, but I want to be able to have conversations in my girl talk that if my man was around, I wouldn't be able to. And fellas, y'all know exactly what I mean, because y'all do it too. When y'all have y'all a long time with your homeboy and you're in your man cave or at the cigar lounge, y'all having certain conversations. Yeah, put them crickets on, Z. Uh-huh. Because I know it. I know it to be true. Y'all be having certain conversations that y'all don't want your ladies to listen to.
What?
Y'all be having conversations y'all don't want us to understand. Y'all don't want us to know about, rather. So I know that there has to be some type of balance between time for my man and time for my friends. And the time with my friends is really time for me. And it should be the same with him. It's self-care. It's being able to, you know, get out to breathe a little bit so that you're not up under each other all day. Now, if I am in a relationship where my man is my best friend, I'm not going to ditch my friends, but I'm okay with that too, right? I'm okay if he wanted, if it's us against the world, baby. Listen, I'm all for it. But understand that my friends have been there from the beginning, right? Now, when he put that ring on that finger, nothing tops that, okay? Nothing tops that. But my friends has been there when nobody else has been there. So I would do myself a disservice by abandoning them over a relationship. Now, if it's a situation where my friends are messy or they're causing chaos and confusion in my relationship, that's a problem, right? Then I understand. But just to completely ghost my friends just because I have a man is unrealistic to me. Shout out to the chat, Jasmine West. Happy Monday. Thank you so much for tapping in with us today. Madi says, never tell your friends your relationship business. Boom. Thank you, Madi. I was getting to that next. Relationship people can't hang out with single friends if they not mature. Always allow your woman to have relationships with her siblings and friends. So, Madi, first point, I was just getting into that. Stop telling your friends your relationship business. Stop telling them stuff that you know at the end of the day you're going to end up, that's going to cause you to go back to this person. Because you're making us feel away. When you, first of all, I don't want to hear about some of y'all business because it's not my business, right? And as someone who has been married, as someone who has been in a committed relationship, certain things you just want to stay between you and your spouse. Some things your friends just should not know, period. Whether it's you're a male or a female. Some things your friends should not know. But what bothers me the most when it comes to friendships and relationships is when your friends are going through something and they talk to you about it. And it's not like, hey, you know, he's upset because he ain't getting none. And I've been tired because the baby, you know, I'm still breastfeeding, whatever. That's normal mom stuff, right? That's normal marriage relationship issues. I'm talking about if he over there acting a plumb fool. He over there fighting you. He over there cheating on you. He over there just dogging you. And then you come and tell us and be like, guess what he did? And did it. And now we hate him too. Now we want to jump him. We want to fight him. And then guess what? He come on over there and tap, make you tap out. And now you like, oh yeah, hey girl, let's go to brunch. Oh, I can't because so-and-so. What? Who over there? You just said you was done with him. You just said all of this stuff happened, and now you're telling me that you don't want to kick it with me because the person you was just talking crap about to us is now back in the picture, and then you expect for us to be okay with that. You expect for your friends to be like, oh, we accept you. We forgive you. No, I don't.
Great Tyler Perry movie.
Don't it? What is that? The Fall from Grace. Give him some grace. Absolutely not. Right? Absolutely not. I have zero tolerance for those type of situations. If you don't want me to feel away, because as your friend, how would I be your friend if I don't feel away about you telling me that your man is dogging you out? What do you mean? Like, you want me to just sit back and accept this and then when I see him, be smile? No! I want to make his life a living hell because you're hurting my friend. So now I have to make another decision. Are you supposed to be in my life for a reason, season, or a lifetime? Because if you keep coming to me complaining about this and then you feel away when I feel away, but you keep going back to him, then maybe, I don't know, maybe I need to question our friendship. Because at this point, it ain't got nothing to do with him. It's about your decisions and your choices. We got to go to break. We are talking friendships. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.
What's up, y'all?
It ain't my fault.
It's the Shaka House.
It ain't
you heard
my fault.
We gon' get riding, body,
fault.
Body. We gon' charge this one to the game.
We can't stop. We can't stop.
It ain't no limit.
101.7 is truth. Happy Monday, Truth Nation. Listen, we are talking relationships. And based off that song choice, I guess some women do be feeling like it ain't that fault. It ain't they fault that they men, they came over there and put it on them, and now they just stuck on stupid. Girl, I can't go to brunch with you because the same guy I was just over here talking about was acting a fool just came back, and you took him back in. And now you want us to be like, oh, hey, boo, hey, how you doing? No, I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to be around him. If I'm your real friend, I care about how people treat you. And you should care about how people treat you, too. And I'm not forgiving that. Marty says, no coming back from sharing bad experiences to your friends when they will never let it go. That's a fact. He also said, always allow your woman to have relationships with her siblings and friends. Loyalty, honesty, trust is more important than sex. It's not all about that. That period, mature men don't need it more than, 2 to 3 times a day. Listen, Marty, honestly, I've been in situations where, and this is why I'm saying this, I've been in situations where I would tell my friends about something that my ex was doing, right? Oh my gosh, turning all the way up. And then it'd be like a week later, I done kicked him out everything and he right back. And now they looking at me like, girl, and you want us to like him after you just told us everything he did? No, we're not going to. We don't want nothing to do with him. So that's why I'm saying that, right? That balance when it comes to your relationships and your friendships, it matters. It matters. Stop telling your friends your personal business when it comes to your relationship. Especially, I remember when me and my ex got into it when I was younger. And the first thing my brother said when I called him was, is you going to go back to him? And I was like, no. But guess what? I took my little fast tail right on back to him. And then after that, it was like, don't call me no more. I don't want to hear about what he's doing. I don't want to hear nothing. Because you're telling me and you want me to do something about it, but yet you keep going back to him. No. So to all the ladies and the men out there, right? If you truly cherish your friendships, A, stop pillow talking to your friends about your business with your spouse or your loved one. And also, stop going back. Don't go back to the same person that you're running from, that you're telling us about. You keep telling us you're done with him, you're not going to mess with him no more. And you telling us everything he's doing to you. And as a friend, it hurts. That hurts me. That hurts my heart. That makes me want to put my hands on him because I care about you and your well-being. And then you turn around and end up right back with him or her and expect for everybody to be one big happy family. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Can't do it. You cannot do it. So, guys, I have a question for the fellas, right? So when I first started, why are you looking at me like
that? You want to see something funny?
Listen, I have a question for the guys, all right? Earlier, I kept talking. Y'all, they in here jumping me. I'm trying to tell y'all they ain't here gang. You know what? I was going to be nice, and I was going to try to take up for the fellas. Now I'm about to come for y'all. Y'all can thank Meech and Z. I'm about to come for y'all. No, I'm just playing. But listen, I have a question for the fellas. Are you okay with your – thank you, Cece. Thank you. She got my back. Are you okay with your significant other, whether you're dating, in a relationship, or married? Are you okay with your woman having friends who are of the opposite sex? Are you comfortable if your woman say, hey, I'm about to pull up by so-and-so house. I'm about to pull up by Deontay house. I'm going to call you when I make it to the crib. Or, you know, Marvin. Hey, I'm going to call you back, babe. I'm on the phone with Marvin, right? Me, what I would do is I would introduce my male friends, absolutely introduce my male friends to whoever it is I'm dating. Not all of them, not constituents, not business partners, not nothing like that. But people who are my real friends, like wholeheartedly real friends. You have to meet whoever I'm married to or in a relationship with because y'all got to have some type of mutual respect and understanding. If y'all decide to kick it, that's cool. If y'all don't, y'all don't. I'm okay with my guy having friends of the opposite sex. I think it's immature, it's irate to even think that you don't belong talking to someone else of an opposite gender. What about when you go to work? With the colleagues, you have to deal with the opposite sex every single day. I'm not saying it to the point where it's like you just got new friends popping up. She has new friends popping up here and there, or he. But mine's, I'm okay with it. Now, here's where it gets tricky, right? Especially with men, because men like to lie. Men like to lie a lot. Men will play in your face so much and make you think that his homegirl is just his homegirl the whole time. He either done smashed or he's cracking. Okay? Oh, no, that's just my homegirl. How you know her? How long you know her? Do she know your mama? If she don't know your mama and she don't know your sister, that ain't your homegirl. I'm not trying to hear it.
Huh?
Right? I'm not trying to hear it. Men will be friends, have women. Oh, Misha in the building. Come on, Misha. Misha, he got to get on.
Turn me on. Hold on, wait. What you say? No, because some of my friends know my mama, and some girls that I'm, they know my mama too.
That you cracked?
Yeah.
Are they your friends?
No.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So, but are you okay with your woman having friends of the opposite sex?
She can't. Ain't no new friends.
That's what I'm saying.
Ain't no making new friends. Oh yeah, we just, you know, new friends. Another one. Somebody, it gotta be somebody that I know you been, you know, new friends. No new friends.
Look at me, mate. Yeah, listen. Hey, what if it's something that's beneficial? Cause you meet new friends all the time, each in your line of business.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little different, and I'm probably a wild card when it comes to stuff like this. It's just, you know, I be you know, I don't really. I make new friends all the time.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You're being biased, Meech.
No, but when it comes, if it's that close, it's no new
double
friends.
Double standard. I'm sorry.
I know,
not
it's not
double
introducing.
Standard.
I'm not introducing no new friends. I'm not saying this is my new friend and I'm finna have, a, you know, like associates or whatever. That's how they come around. I'm working through the careers. It's just people that come and go. Like you said earlier, people,
seasons.
Friends. Yeah, seasons. This is somebody that's gonna be around.
Are you okay if your woman say, hey, I'm about to pull up by Rob Crib.
See, now Rob gonna have to be, he gotta, it's only Rob. It's only one friend. It's only gonna be Rob. It ain't gonna be Rob and them. Rob taking me by his guy's house. No, none of that going on.
No. I feel you on that.
Rob gotta say what's up.
Yeah.
What's up, Meech?
So what if she got Rob, Deontay, and
I got
Travis.
Keisha, Leisha, Talisha.
Taronda. He gave the whole DMX song. Z said Rob better be short for Robin. Listen, hey, at the end of the day, it is okay for your spouse, whoever you're dating, to have mutual friends, but there should be boundaries, right? There should be boundaries. It's so funny. I seen something on social media where a guy was talking about how slick women is, and they so slick with it, they'll have you handshaking a guy that they was cracking, right? And they'll be like, oh, this bro. This my bro. This homeboy. See, I don't play that bro word, right? I don't play that, oh, yeah, this my homeboy. This my bro. If this is my brother and he's like a brother, that's exactly what he is. Ain't no cracking, no smashing, past, now, future, none of that stuff. And I think that's why a lot of men be so insecure when it comes to, or not necessarily insecure, some are insecure and some are just apprehensive about allowing their woman to have friends of the opposite sex, right? But for me, I think, again, my man, I'm okay with it. But it has to be a reason. Like, y'all can't be friends just because y'all friends. Like, did you grow up with her? Do y'all do business together? You understand what I'm saying? Has she been around your family? And I'm not talking about the homegirl that you grew up with having a crush on and y'all used to date when y'all was kids and she's your forever girl. And, you know, no. I'm talking about real life homegirl, okay? A real life friend. Not someone who secretly has feelings for you. Not someone who secretly has a crush on you. But someone who is a true friend. And if she is a true, and you'll be able to tell because of how she treats you. So ladies, if your man's talking about he got a homegirl and that's been his homegirl, see how she acts towards you, right? Does she try to get to know you? Does she try to build a relationship with you? Or does she get an attitude? Or do he always got to get off the phone every time she comes around? That's not his friend, boo. That's not his friend. That's somebody that he keeping on the sidelines. I'm trying to tell you. Shout out to the chat. But Bar said, don't introduce me to your friends. Just don't talk bad about us. I feel that. Madi says, I'm not insecure. Put on what you can take. Hello. I second that too, Madi. But Bar said, as long as Rob does not have on gray sweatpants. Listen. I don't know what to tell you, Babar, because my friends are hoopers, okay? They walk around in gray sweatpants all the time. Not around me necessarily, but I don't know. They still walk around in gray sweatpants. I don't be caring about that stuff. I don't notice whether they have on gray sweatpants or not because I'm not in their face all day, every day like that. But I understand what you're saying, all jokes aside, because that would be similar to saying you better not go around your male friends with your booty shorts on and your cleavage all out. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. I understand that. We are talking friendships, right? We are talking friendships. We want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. Hey, give us a call and shout out your friends, man. New and old, man. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. You officially tapped in 101.7 The Truth.
We started off as close friends.
101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Shout out to the chat. Shout out to the callers. We are talking friendships. Is it easier to build friends as kids or adults? And also, are you okay with your significant other having a friend of the opposite sex? We got a caller on the line. Gee, hi, what's the word?
I'm on the phone right now, Mary. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for tapping in with us today.
Oh, it's all good. I think as consenting adults, we should be cool with our significant others having friends, but I just be having a test for ladies because, man, we play the game different, so... if my lady was to tell me somebody was her friend, I tell her, call him right now and tell him that you want him to clap buns. And if he say, yeah, then he not truly your friend. Because dudes will wait in the friendship line for 10, 20 years until they catch you vulnerable. And then now they no longer your friend. So, ladies, y'all got to be careful with that he just my friend game. That's why men don't trust it, because we all been somebody's friend. We got introduced as a friend and we was clapping buns. So that's not like, and I know this because I have true female friends who, if they ask me that, I would feel disgusted. I would throw up. And these are desirable women, but I look at them as my sisters, as my friends for so long that we just got that connection that, no, we ain't going there. But that's the test for ladies. Ladies, if you think a man is your friend, text him, call him, ask him to clap buns. See what his response is. A lot of y'all going to find out you really don't got friends like that.
Thank you. You know what?
For the opposite sex.
That's some great advice. And that's some great game. In all seriousness, I appreciate that advice because I never thought about it like that. The fact that men do wait around and they will sit in the cut. Like to say, hey, let's start off as friends, right? When you're building a relationship, let's start off as friends. So you're right. It does matter. That matters absolutely. I never even sat here and thought about if any of my friends been waiting in the cut. Well, I know my best friends haven't, But like just bruh. Male friends. I'm talking about people I work with, you know, in the industry, stuff like that. That's a good test. I'm going to put it to test. Soon as I get me a man, I'm going to put it to test.
Y'all have a nice night.
You too. Thank you for tapping in with us. I agree, though. I feel like that's a great analogy. That's something that I never thought about. I'm curious to see how women will respond to their male friends. I think it can go both ways, right? Women, you can have your guys hit up their homegirl, and guys, you can have your lady hit up her homeboys, right? And send them a message and act like, you know, maybe act like you drunk or something. Ask a drunk text. Send a drunk text and see how they respond. Because to Jihai's point, my boy's best friend look at me like I'm a whole dude, right? They probably would throw up. Ninja, if you don't get off my line with this bull crap. But it's up to you. I mean, it's up to, it's based off of your personal situation. Again, me personally, I can't rock with somebody being your friend just because they're your friend. How long? How does she come on? Is she a family friend? Is she? And let's be clear, the family friends be the worst. When your man say he got a homegirl and she friends with, that's somebody that he liked or she liked, she been around since they was kids. That's who his mama really want him to be with. Ladies, I'm trying to tell you, watch out for the family friend that's a homegirl. And she real close to your man, because 9 times out of 10, mama won't. Why you ain't never get with my baby? Y'all know y'all was supposed to be married a long time ago. You know I love you. How your mama doing? That's the lady that his mama really want him with. But my man can have female friends. But I have to understand the dynamics. How did y'all meet? How long y'all been friends? Right? If it ain't business, or if it's not a real friendship where y'all just real life friends since y'all forever, however long, I can't do it. I can't do it because, again, it comes down to a point. It's a fine line between friends and relations. You love your friends, right? All of my male friends, I love them like my brothers wholeheartedly. There isn't an ounce of attraction. I'm not attracted to them, and they aren't attracted. They are not my type at all. There is nothing they can do to ever make me want them. That's why they are my friends. And when I'm in relationships, my peoples, they gotta accept that. Again, that don't mean that I'm going to be around them 24/7 or none of that. But to Jihai's point, I'm the type of person, if I am in a relationship, you have to meet my spouse, my significant other. You have to. It's mandatory. Here go the number. This where he stay at. Y'all build your own relationship. You know what I'm saying? And if it's a situation where it's like, nah, and let's be clear on this too. Just because you're friends don't mean that when you get in a relationship that you have to be around them 24/7 if they are the opposite sex. That is fair. Like, I'm not around my male friends often now anyways. But in the event I was and I got into a relationship, that has to stop. We're not going to be hanging out all the time. It has nothing to do with the attraction piece or nothing like that. There's no attraction there. It's just out of respect, right? It's out of respect because I know for a fact that there's some real men out there. They ain't trying to hear none of that. That's your best friend. That's cool. But all that hanging out and y'all, no, not doing it. Primarily because, to Meech's point earlier, when you with your guy friend, he got guy friends. He don't know his friends. What you kicking it with his guy friends for? Nah, we not doing none of that. We ain't playing them games. We not playing them games over here. Shout out to the chat. Madi says, a woman that truly love ain't going. You are absolutely right. A woman who loves truly ain't going. Absolutely. Let's see here. We got a phone. When did you meet your best friend? A lot of people are saying high school and college. 43% say high school. 43% say college. 14% says elementary school, zero in middle school. So you either met your friends as you became a teenager or when you were young, but rarely in between. Whenever you met your friends, again, earlier we were talking about sitting down and reflecting on your friendships and what that looked like and how far you've come. Even have some conversations with your spouses or your significant other. And because a lot of times they may feel aware, they may see things in your friends that you don't. And you have to be receptive to that, right? They may not say nothing because they don't want to hurt your feelings. They may not say nothing because they don't want to start an argument. But talk to your spouses about your friendships too. Hey, what you, and it doesn't matter if y'all kicking in, y'all double dating, that's fine. Doesn't matter how often they're around, but have these conversations. Start having these conversations. You should know whether your spouse likes your friend or not. But just in case you are unsure, because again, especially if you're married, men do not like conflict. The last place they want to be is in a doghouse. Have these conversations. What do you think of this person? What do you think of my friend, Toddy? What do you think of my friend, Natalie? Right? You'll be surprised. Because they be knowing. I promise you they be knowing. And fellas, do it. You could do the same thing with your woman. Ask us. Because we be knowing too. And the difference is women gonna tell you before you ask. We're going to tell you, I don't like him for you. He ain't nothing. He's single. He got baby mama drama. He don't need to be around you, period. I don't like him. I don't trust him. I don't want him to be your friend. We're going to voice it, but not all the time does men voice how they feel. Again, we're talking relationships. We're talking friendships. Couple different things here. Are you allowing your significant other to have friends of the opposite sex? Are you? And what does that look like for you? Right? And I don't like to say devil's advocate, but I have to play advocate here, ladies. Just because a man don't want you to have friends of the opposite sex, that does not mean he's insecure. That does not mean that he's insecure or that he has an issue with, you know, he's jealous or anything like that. It's just men are territorial. They don't want their woman around another man as much as she's around her man. Because, again, the way that they think, how they feel, right? That's just the reality. That don't go for everybody. Some men is okay with it, cool. But it does not make him insecure. I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions. He mad because I got a male friend. He insecure. He not insecure, baby. He a man. He's a man. Okay. Now, if it's, again, every situation is different. If this is someone you've been friends with your whole life, someone that is around and fam, he's cool with the family, all of that stuff. It ain't no weird, funny business. You know, he might ease up a little bit. But honestly, the way I was taught by my brothers and by my sisters, a man is a man. And a man only gonna want you around other men for so long. When you working, that's different because you gotta go to work. But when we talking about best friends, that's a whole nother topic. Or any type of friends of the opposite sex, that's a whole nother topic. We gotta go to break to pay some bills. But when we come back, I need y'all to blow these phone lines up, 833-212-1017. We shouting out all of our friends today, man. It's a friend appreciation day today. Shout out to my best friend, Sharika, Shanika. Shout out to my best friend, Sharika, Shanika, Trayton, Greg, and Steve. Shout out to all of my family, man. It's going up, 833-212-1017. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Tap in.